where for Sydney and New South Wales, these are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Tens of thousands of people who tested positive to COVID before Tuesday face being denied the right to vote in what's being labelled as assault on democracy. The Australian Electoral Commission has come under fierce criticism after confirming that anyone who tested positive to COVID before Tuesday night will not be able to vote unless they applied for a postal ballot before the Wednesday cutoff. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Terminally ill people in New South Wales will be able to choose when they die after Parliament voted to legalise euthanasia, a move supporters say will end suffering, but opponents described as a dark day for the state. The historic voluntary assisted dying bill passed in the upper house yesterday. The bill was then endorsed by the lower house, making it law, but it will take another 18 months before anyone can access assisted dying. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A speed limit change on a key Sydney road has led to the total amount of low-range fines recorded by a fixed camera on the inner city link surging from 56,000 to almost 1.3 million in just 12 months. Moore Park Road locals say the busy fixed speed camera is like a light show at night, with the drop in speed limits leading to a more than 2,000% rise in fines for drivers travelling 10 kilometres or less over the speed limit. And pop star Guy Sebastian has told a court he regrets referring to music fans as fat, older, feral women in an email he sent to his former manager. The singer says he was not proud of using the terminology in the email he sent in 2017 when questioning whether he should agree to perform as an unpaid support act. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.